Listening Effectively. John A. Klein. Chapter 5. What you do about listening. What we think about listening and what we feel about listening are both fundamental to skillful listening. But the skills themselves are crucial. Skills form the psychomotor, the doing element of listening. Here are 6 crucial skills. 1. Establish eye contact with the speaker. Studies show that listening has a positive relationship with eye contact. In other words, the better eye contact you have with the speaker, the better you will listen. And while eye contact is especially important in relationship listening, it is also important for the other kinds of listening: informative, appreciative, critical, discriminative. There are several things you can do to establish positive eye contact with the speaker. A. In one-on-one or small group settings, sit or stand where you can look directly at the person doing the speaking. B. In large groups, sit in front and center of the audience. You can more easily establish eye contact with the speaker from this vantage point. C. Don't get so involved in taking notes that you fail to look often at the speaker. The speaker's gestures, movements, and facial expression are often an important part of the message. D. Resist the temptation to let something about the room or objects within and around the room distract you. Focus on the speaker and the message. E. Don't look at others who enter or leave while the speaker is speaking. This practice not only interrupts your train of thought, it adds to the distraction of the speaker. F. Speakers sometimes exhibit a visual aid too soon or neglect to remove it when they have finished using it. Focus on the visual aid only when it is an asset to the point being discussed. A final point deserves discussion. Never sleep when someone is talking to you. This point may seem self-evident, but let's face it. In the busyness of our lives, we tend to become passive whenever we listen. Passivity promotes reduced attention, which in turn allows drowsiness to occur. In most cases, it is better to stand up or even leave the room rather than fall asleep. Number 2. Take notes effectively. Some people recommend that you not take notes so you can focus your attention wholly on what the speaker is saying. This practice works well for listeners who are blessed with a great memory. Most of us aren't. Taking notes will not only help you remember, it will help you organize what the speaker is saying, and it may even aid your understanding and retention. After all, effective note-taking will require you to think. There are many different ways to take notes. For example, linear outlining, mind mapping, and keyword methodology. Ask different people what method they use, then find what works best for you. Whatever method you select or devise, several things are worth considering. A. Don't attempt to write everything down. As mentioned earlier, effective listeners focus on the key ideas or main points. B. Write clearly enough that you can understand your writing later. If not, make certain that you allow time to decipher your notes before they grow cold. It's disheartening to review your notes 2 weeks later and only find they make no sense. C. Don't rely on listening later to a tape of a speech. Think, will you have the time? Looking at your notes for 5 minutes is generally sufficient and is much more time efficient than listening to the entire speech again. D. Circle or highlight the most important points. Number 3. Be a physically involved listener. Just what does this statement mean? As you have already seen, listening requires more than just hearing. You have also seen that making eye contact and taking notes will help you keep from becoming passive. But there is more. Active listening takes energy and involvement. Here are some physical behaviors that will ensure your involvement and help your listening. A. Use good posture. Sit up straight, yet comfortably. Good posture aids breathing and alertness. It also communicates positive interest to the speaker. B. Follow the speaker. If the speaker moves, then turn your head or rotate your chair to maintain eye contact and attention. This movement also aids in keeping you alert. C. Don't be a deadpan. Facial expression, head nods, and tilt of the head show your involvement and provide positive feedback to the speaker. D. Use your hands not only to take notes, but to show approval by applause when appropriate. E. Participate when audience involvement is encouraged. Ask questions. Respond when the show of hands is called for. Be an active listener. F. Smile. Number 4. Avoid negative mannerisms. Everyone has mannerisms. Watch anyone for a period of time and you will be convinced of this fact. If your mannerisms do not cause a negative reaction, don't worry about them. If a mannerism is positive or encouraging and brings a positive response, make a mental note to do it more often. Unfortunately, some mannerisms are negative or distracting. These should be avoided. Here are some examples of listener mannerisms that either hinder listening or have a negative impact on the speaker or on other listeners. Avoid these mannerisms. A. Fidgeting, tapping a pencil or playing with a rubber band or some other object. The effect on you may be neutral, but such things distract other listeners and are an annoyance to the speaker. B. Continually looking at the clock or at your watch. C. Reading a paper. Balancing a checkbook. Rearranging items in your wallet. Or engaging in other behavior which takes focus away from the speaker. D. Displays of arrogance, superiority, or a lack of interest in the speaker and the message. In short, any mannerism or behavior that detracts from the speaker or the message should be avoided. Such things hinder the speaker, divert the attention of the other listeners, and prevent you from being the best listener you can be. Number 5. Exercise your listening muscles. Actually, there are no muscles technically involved in listening, but this thought reminds us that listening takes practice. Just as an athlete must work out regularly or a musician must practice daily, so you must work consistently to be an effective listener. But consistent practice in itself is not enough. The difficulty of the message is also important. Exposure to challenging material and difficult listening situations will stretch your ability and build your listening muscles. For example, suppose you knew that you would be required to carry a 50-pound weight 100 yards in less than a minute. You wouldn't practice carrying a 30-pound weight. You would practice carrying at least a 50-pound weight, and you would probably condition yourself to carry it more than 100 yards in less than a minute. With this kind of practice, you would be more than equal to the task, and so it is with listening. Practicing to at least the level you will be required to perform, perhaps a bit above. Finally, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, stretch your vocabulary. You've said this before, but nothing will pay greater listening dividends. Learn the meanings of new words and acronyms. Listen to and read material that contains challenging words. Keep a dictionary nearby. Look up new words as you read them, or jot them down as you listen, or you can look up the meanings later. Number 6. Follow the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The central focus of all effective communications is other-directedness. There are exceptions to most other listening rules. For example, there are times when the listener shouldn't prepare. Preparation may prevent openness to new ideas. There are times when the objective is not to focus on the key points, but to listen for subordinate ideas or supporting material. There are times when you should not delay judgment. We must act. But while these and other rules have exceptions, not so for the golden rule. The effective listener is always other-directed, focused on the other person. Be the kind of listener you want others to be when you are talking. Ask, how would I want others to listen to me? That's how to be an effective listener.